Hello and welcome to week 4 of the Bet MLS show with Dero and Oso.
We're already there? Wow. That was quick.
We're already to week 4. We're already over 10% of the way through the season. And Ben, it was a good weekend for you, man. You nailed everything Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take it. Last year wasn't my best year, but we're off to a good start this year.
We're off to a good start. Minnesota United clutched up. I mean, they give up a goal in the first, what was it, like the first 15 seconds?
Yeah.
And they still...
I wasn't even home yet. I was like out, and then I was getting home around when the game started, and I wasn't even home yet. And they already scored.
Hey, that's all that matters. I had them double chance. I wasn't sweating as much as you, but you got the plus 265. That was nice. And then, man, if you bet the Galaxy... We got him at plus 225. They went off at kickoff at like plus 110 or something like that. Insane. Look, if you got double chance, if you got something like that, I hope you got some piece of this and made some money on it. I will stand by that play being an incredible play. They should have won that game. Even after they went down 2-0, they should have won that game. But, you know, it happens. NYCFC leading in the 80th minute. Second week in a row, I had a home team leading in the 80th minute, and they didn't win the game. Since EDC flew under. So, hey, we made a unit and a half across the board to go with what? I think we were up almost 4 units the previous week. So we're doing really well right now. And yeah, I'm excited for this board. A little bit of a tricky board this week, Ben. What kind of stood out to you? I know we had, you know, Champions League midweek, so that's still...
Yeah, I think we're kind of... It's kind of like an in-between week where we don't really know what's... we're not going to do as well as we did last week. If I had to bet, just feels like we're like, you know, there's 3 teams left in 3C, and we're kind of feeling out the rest of the teams that are coming off of 3C. Mm-hmm. Where are they at? Are they at like a... You'll see part of my picks, like one pick is kind of related to that, is okay, we're done with 3C now. Where's the motivation in terms of getting back into the grind of into the meat of the MLS season and starting to get some points here?
Yeah, that was my thinking too, and I actually kind of shied away from it this week. There's not a lot of plays I have that are affected with that. I did grab, I will say, I this isn't a play of mine, but I did grab on Sunday night, I got DC at like plus 220, because it was like anyone who knows MLS is like, Messi's not playing, and there's a 10% chance Messi's going to play in that game. Of course he's not going to play, and DC is all the way down to like plus 110 now, which I almost like Miami at that number. Anyways, let's dive into the picks and let's hear your favorite for this week.
Yeah, we're going back to the well. They made me some coin like last week. Yep. And we're gonna go back to them this week. Plus 170 Minnesota United at home against LAFC. This is a very strange... I mean, look, if you... I think this is, again, too early to look at numbers. We're still on vibes only. Mm-hmm. But if you look at some of the numbers, I mean, Minnesota has the XG numbers haven't been great. Again, small sample size. But I don't really understand why we're treating LAFC like
right. They're
the team of the last 2 years.
That's the thing here. They're,
plus, Minnesota's 2-1 and plus 170 at home against a team that's 1-1-1. Let's go over their 3 games earlier. So they beat Seattle 2-1, hard fought game, whatever. Go to RSL, get their butts kicked again in the snowstorm, but got their butts kicked. And then couldn't score against SKC at home last week. So why are we treating them like they were 2022 LAFC? I don't get it. I'll take plus 170 for a Minnesota team at home.
Yeah, completely agree. I actually played this one earlier this week as well because I thought the line would move, and it did a little bit. I think I got them, yeah, right around like plus 175 or plus 180. But yeah, and even if, you know, if you like the draw no bet here, like draw no bet is like even money right now, which I don't see LAFC going to Minnesota and winning that game unless they get, you know, some sort of crazy goal or something like that. So yeah, I'm a big fan of that play. I'm going to be tailing that play with you. And yeah, Ben, there's a battle taking place this week in Kansas City. And I'm talking about the battle of mid. It is San Jose versus Sporting, the match that everyone is lining up to see on Saturday night. And I'm actually going to take a team that has not won this year, that I faded previously this year. I'm taking San Jose double chance. So San Jose to win or draw. That's coming in at plus 120. So I'm getting really good value on this, I think. And this is all about Kansas City. Like, why should I be getting plus money? This is all about fading Kansas City. Why should I be getting plus money for them to not lose to Kansas City? This isn't a good team. They haven't been a good team in a long time. And if you look at the underlying numbers, which I know it's still a small sample size, 3 weeks is getting a little better, but they're just very similar teams. Like these are, th there's no difference in these teams. So if you're giving me plus 120, I think this should be more like minus 120. I think there's something a little bit off there to get the double chance. And here's the thing, Sporting has not created chances. They may have the worst offense in the league, at least through the first week, 3 weeks of the season. They have created one chance this year above 0.15 XG, one chance in one game, and they've given up seven of those. So, you know, the underlying numbers, and when you look at XG, you got to look at how many chances, not, oh, did they give up one really good chance that was like 0.8 that skews things? They've given up seven chances in three games of over 0.15 XG, which is kind of the number I like to look at. Final stat that tips the scales for me here. For San Jose, and maybe we're catching them at a buy low spot, which, by the way, also, I think Lucci might be one of those first coaches on the hot seat. He needs to get some results. Like, they need this result pretty bad, whereas Vermes runs everything in Kansas City. Like, who's going to fire Vermes? Is it Peter Vermes? Who knows? But the final stat that tips the scales for me, the goalkeeper for San Jose, Daniel. He saved seven plus XG last year. He was like the best, second best goalkeeper in the league. He's the worst statistically goalkeeper in the league this year. So I'm gonna bet on him. I'm gonna buy low here. He's given up over two goals higher than expected. So yeah, give me San Jose, Lucci Gang all day to win or draw at plus 120. I will say, by the way, for the dog board is better than the home team board this weekend, I think. I was looking at a lot of different kind of road team double chances. And yeah, I actually like this bet. You took an L on them last week, but I do like the play.
Toronto didn't come through with me with multiple goals last week. They only scored one. They got that win. Look, I think they're going to NYCFC this week. We have seen the turmoil there. There could be a situation where, with Cushing's comments last week, where we see, kind of a big uplift, but we
One
don't
of two
really know
ways.
that.
One of two ways, right?
It's either like Anthony Hudson, where I'm playing at the bottom with the bottom group of players, or what is it? Wasn't that the exact quote?
Yes.
Future U.S. men's national team coach
Yeah.
Anthony Huston. And then, or it could be, hey, like, these three games stunk, we stunk, but now we're, we have talent. They have talent. They definitely have talent. We're going to be better than going forward. So we'll see. Look, I think basically they're treating NYCFC like the team that were last year. Again, I think they're just late with all these updates with how these teams are playing. They're treating NYCFC mostly how they're played last year. They're minus 145 against anybody at home right now. It seems not right to me in general. And Toronto is, I believe, they're plus 380. This is a team that obviously has 6 points through two games, three games, 7 points through three games, 7 points through three games. They've been playing pretty well. If you look at the numbers, they don't really tell you that they're playing that well, but look, they're getting wins, they're grinding them out. We're gonna go, I think these two teams comparably, the way their level of play are pretty much even at this point. So to get plus 380 is great, but I'm not going to take the plus 380. I'm going to take plus 250 draw no bet with Toronto.
I love
It's
that play.
a
And
little bit of a
also,
hedge there.
yeah, and on a condensed field, you like the opportunity of Insigne's playing great right now, and you like the opportunity of him getting a lot of shot chances. Same with Bernadeschi. I like the play. I think that, like you said, and this is a theme you're going to hear a lot on this show today, because this is the notes I've taken for all of my picks, is like, I'm looking for the teams that are plus money in the games of two teams that are very similar, where it's like this should be a lot closer than the odds are. And that's a great segue into my play for my dog of the week. We're gonna go with Montreal, Ben. This is a team that is playing really well right now. I see you nodding your head. I made this play actually earlier this week, and the number's gone a little bit in my favor. But the current odds, I like to give out the current odds right now, which I was getting some flack from people, by the way, on that Emil Forsberg pick of plus 180. When the show went off, it was
Who
plus
gave you flack?
on Twitter, man. Twitter's full of it. So I got it at plus 180, which, by the way, hopefully some of you guys cashed on that. But Montreal, right now, I did a half unit on plus 265 to win, and I did a half unit on double chance at minus 120. I love minus 120 double chance either way. They are going to Chicago. They're playing the Fire. The Fire haven't been terrible. Like, the results aren't amazing, but they haven't been terrible. They've been creating some goals, but they can't stop anyone right now. They've given up multiple goals in all three of their games. They're the only team in MLS to do that. And they're just giving up a lot of goals against a Montreal team that has scored 5 goals in their last 2 games. They're creating a lot of opportunities, and it's kind of spread out all across the field. I love what Courtois has been doing there. And yeah, I think that if you're looking at the coaching matchup, I would give the edge to Montreal. If you're looking at the skill matchup, it's probably pretty even. I think this might be a high scoring game. I don't mind the over in this one. We cashed an over in a Chicago home game earlier this year. But again, these are two teams that are pretty much even. And all, if you look at like the non-penalty XG scored and given up, a lot of the different key metrics I look at, they're like literally right next to each other. And I don't think the home field advantage of Soldier Field really means anything in this situation. Montreal's like first 6 games are on the road, so yeah, they've gotten results in Miami, they got a result in Dallas, two pl places that I would say are tougher to play than Chicago. So if you're giving me +265, I'm gonna take it against the Fire. I'm gonna fade another team that I think is pretty bad. Well, I would hope that they would improve. They get a lot of talent, but yeah, give me Montreal in that one. Now, we are our totals this week, not the most exciting. I actually, before I looked at your picks, this was a game I was targeting for an under. I'm probably still going to play the under in this game. I play the under. This is almost a blind bet for me, is playing the under with this home team. But yeah, I like this
Yeah,
play.
but it's funny because it's Dallas, Vancouver. There have been goals in these games. Now, there's definitely been more goals than you would expect based
Right,
off
that's
of
the
the
thing.
data. So is that going to continue? Dallas, I believe, is getting at least a little bit healthier, but not much healthier. I mean, I know Eramendi is still not playing. Still have some guys out. Kaban Pomykal, I don't really know where he's at.
Yeah.
We'll find out later today. Recording this on Friday. Where these guys are kind of at, but I just think, there's been goals in these Dallas games, but there really shouldn't have been as many goals as you'd expect. They're playing Vancouver, who are playing pretty tight games as well. And I just think this is an early season Vancouver. It's a pretty far travel for them. I know they've only played 2 games so far this year. But I'm gonna go with both teams not to score in this one. This is more of a, hey, Dallas comes out, kind of takes a home game here, 2-0, something like that, or Vancouver kind of just shocks 1-0, something like that, on the road. So we're gonna go +100 on that one.
Yeah, I like that also just because Dallas is going to need to play defensively. And against the Red Bulls, it was a weird game. They're playing this three at the back thing, even though they don't have three healthy center backs. And by the way, they signed Omar Gonzalez in the offseason, yet he can't even get a center back spot when they're playing two outside backs at center back. So
He's kind of washed, but yeah.
yeah, it was a big offseason signing, which I was, if you play three at the back, you need to have three starting caliber MLS center backs, which I'm not sure they do, even when fully healthy. But yeah, I think they're going to keep it compact in this one. No Olaramendi definitely hurts, but that hurts their attack. I mean, he has one of their goals this year, so that hurts their attacking opportunities more than anything. So, yeah, like the play. I'm probably just going to go under 2.5 in that one. But yeah,
So it's minus, it's you're
is it
giving,
juiced?
it's juiced, yeah, so that's why I didn't go with that.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. I'm taking an under also in Texas, just going a little bit south here. We're going out of Houston. We're getting under 2.5 Houston Portland -108, so pretty decent odds there. These are all about the numbers again. I expect a very low pace to this game. Houston's coming back from Triple C, where they got eliminated this last week. I definitely like them at home typically. Houston's always a very good home team, but coming back from Columbus, where they put in a good effort, kind of, gave it up there at the end, kept it close. I think it was a very respectable performance. I think they're going to go back home this weekend against the Portland team that I watched a lot of their game against NYCFC. Of course, they just find two lucky goals, especially the second goal. Very lucky at the end. Fair play to Evander. But these are two of the bottom 10 teams in the league in non-penalty expected goals created. And the Dynamo have the best non-penalty expected goals allowed in the league this season, only 1.1 so far this year, which they have had a bye week, but still they're playing very, very well defensively. I don't see Portland going down there and putting a couple goals on the board. So I'm kind of just avoiding like a 2-1 in this one, but I think it's going to be a very low pace of the game. Two teams that don't have a lot of attacking talent going forward. They're trying to get a penalty, trying to get a set piece. So give me Houston, Portland under 2.5 at -108 to round out those picks. And let's finish it up, man, this week with our goal scores. You're looking at Nashville.
Yeah, look, I'm looking at Nashville with Hanny.
Yep.
Hanny hasn't scored yet this year. Obviously, they're coming off the 3-0 loss to Miami. It's time to get going in MLS play for them. Obviously,
They
they're
need
0-3
it.
so far. They need some points here without Walker Zimmerman, obviously. So, Hanny Mukhtar, again, one of the best players in the league over the last 3 years at +210 in a home game seems kind of crazy to me. I was looking
You
at a
pay
bunch. I mean,
thicker.
I was looking at the one you picked, but I just couldn't pass up this number. +210 Hani is like, I don't even know what you're supposed to do with that besides just bet a lot of money on it.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely take that one as well. I need to see what his goal or assist line is. I might put a few pics of those out on Twitter. I didn't have a lot of time. I'm away from home, so I didn't have a lot of time to research that part of it yet, but I'll probably spend a little bit of time there. I would imagine his goal or assist is probably like +150 or something like that, which is still another number that I would like in that scenario. But you're talking about a guy that takes the PKs. I mean, that's a key right there when he's on the pitch. Of course, they got a PK against LA last week that hurt me. But cool, yeah. And then the one you said you were looking at, he is back in training. I expect him to play. I expect him to start this weekend. We mentioned DC is hosting Miami, and who do you take for DC at home? It's pretty much an auto play at plus money. Christian Benteke, +125 to score this weekend. I think that's a no-brainer against a Miami defense that looked very ragtag against Montreal last week. They gave up some goals to Nashville. They're not pitching shutouts right now. They're going on the road. It's going to be really interesting to see how seriously they take this game. There's not Champions Cup next week. That's not till the start of April. So, but it'll be it's kind of mission accomplished for them so far. They got to the what is it, quarterfinals of that. So yeah, I think DC comes out this weekend looking for goals, and it'll be a huge crowd. So give me Benteke, Big Ben, +125, and other Big Ben. Let's keep that hot streak going this week. You're on a great run right now. We're on a good run overall on the show. So let's keep it going.
Let's
And
keep it going.
yeah, let's keep it going, and we'll catch you next time on BetMLS.